Welcome to the Prime Life Project podcast, a place to help you unlock your full potential, both mentally and physically, to become the best version of you. Welcome back to the channel. I'm your host, Daniel James, and if you're new here, welcome. Today, I want to talk about routines, and I want to talk about routines and the components, more importantly, the five key components that your routine has to have to help you with your mental health and your productivity. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm not here to give you my routine. I'm here to give you the five key components that a routine has to have, I believe, in order to set you up for success, both mentally and in terms of making progress towards whatever the thing is you're working towards. Now, the first thing that I believe, the first component of a successful routine, is it has to have some form of self-check-in or reflection. Now, there's loads of different ways that you can do this, and it could be through journaling, it could be through meditation, or it could even simply be talking to yourself. Yes, talking to yourself is completely normal. I do it all the time, and so do a lot of successful people. And as I said, success, I'm not talking about monetary success here. I'm talking about success as in they are living a life that they want to, not hounded by the negative thoughts that keep them stuck in a prison. That's when I talk about success. That's what I'm talking about here. That positive self-talk can really, really help you, because what you're doing is you're checking in with yourself. Because the reason why I believe it's such an important component to a good routine is that you have to have some sort of feedback on how you're feeling, where you're at. Otherwise, you're just going in blind. And you can have this routine, and then without actually checking in, it could be sending you on a really negative path. So I believe every day there should be some form of checking in with yourself through journaling, meditation, or just simple self-talk, being like, well, where's my head at? How am I feeling today? And asking yourself really open-ended, empowering questions, but you then have to answer them honestly. I personally believe the journaling is the gold standard for this, because it's brilliant. The more you sort of journal, you kind of turn your thinking brain off and you're able to actually just kind of go with the flow, as it were, and it will massively, massively help you. Now, the second component to a successful routine, I believe, is having structure that's going to help you move forward. There has to be some form of structure there. Now, I like lists. I love lists. There's an amazing concept that I teach called the power list. Now, the power list is 3 to 5 critical tasks that you are going to do each day to move your life forward. So there has to be some structure there to help you make sure you're moving your life forward. So you're not just going through Groundhog Day, going through the motions. So you need to actually, when you're putting this list together, focus on what is it that you're trying to achieve? What is your vision? What is your mission? And you could say, well, what do you want about? I don't have a business. Like, I don't have a vision or a mission. We should do. Because let's just break it down. We get confused with, well, what's a vision? A vision is an image you have about the life that you want to live. So if you don't have a vision, if you don't have this idea of what you want your life to look like, then how do you know what you're steering towards? Because for me, it's important to have this vision, because then when you're faced with daily challenges, you can ask yourself, is this helping me or hindering me towards my goal? Is this action I'm going to take? Is this drama that I'm involved in? Is this person, this situation, this thing, is it helping me or hindering me when it comes to me moving towards my vision? And again, a mission, what is it? Like, what are you trying to achieve? So then what you do is you take this big goal, and each day you're setting yourself critical tasks that are going to help you move forward inch by inch by inch by inch, because that's how success works. That's how you move your life forward. We think that all these successful people, these people have got whatever it is that we want, just got it overnight. And they didn't. They did it by consistently showing up and being disciplined, by doing the things they didn't want to do. So doing things they didn't want to do, doing the things they know they needed to do when they didn't feel like doing it. And the way you do that is by holding yourself to account. So right here, I've got my list for the day. It's there, it's been ticked off. I've lost my journal, so I think I lost it when we went away. So I'm going to use post-it notes. But again, you make a list, do the list. It's critical tasks that are going to move your life forward. The third component is, I believe your routine should have some form of movement. Now, I'm not here to say you've got to go to the gym. As I said, this is your routine, but I believe it has to involve some form of movement, because when you're moving your body, you will feel better. It will help you mentally. So for me, the gym is an option. Doing some cardio is an option. Going for a run, jog, whatever you want to do. Or even just getting outside and walking, because that fresh air is going to massively, massively help you. So this is really important. All these components are really good for your mental health. Because again, having that structure to help you move forward, it gives you that it gets rid of the anxiety. Because sometimes we have anxiety because we're not sure like what steps we need to take, and things can become overwhelming. So actually having that structure alleviates some of that anxiety. And again, by checking in with ourselves, it helps us build that emotional intelligence. And then the movement adds on to that. All of these kind of add on to each other. The fourth component for a successful routine when it comes to your mental health and productivity is growth. Growth and knowledge. Each day, I believe, should be listening to some form of podcast or YouTube video, which, congratulations, you're doing right now. So you clearly value growth. You clearly value knowledge because people have all the information that you seek. I'll say that again. People have all the information that you seek. What you want to do, someone out there has already done it. So if you can go and study them and find out all the golden nuggets of the things they did right, the things they did wrong, you can then take that information and improve it and put your own spin on it. Whether it's having a successful relationship, whether it's earning more money, whether it's having a bigger house, a better house, a tidier house, whether it's actually growing some vegetables in your garden, whatever it is that you want to do, there's people out there that have the information. Go and search it. I don't have my phone on me, so I need my phone right here, your phone. We have more information on this phone than any king or queen or ruler in history has ever had. All the information is there at our fingertips. Are you using it? Are you utilizing it? Or are you allowing yourself to make excuses for why you don't have the thing that you want to have? Again, books, reading, like just having just reading a book, 10 pages, 5 pages. But when you're reading a book, ask yourself the question, are you reading to just absorb it, or are you reading to actually apply the information in there? I did a video on my Instagram, it's one of the most popular ones. I spoke about how self-help books don't work. The reason why self-help books don't work is because you keep reading it and you become a self-help junkie. So my advice is read one book, get your post-it notes out, get your highlighters out, and take the concepts of the book you're reading and apply them in your life. Once you've applied them in your life, then move on to the next book. Stop just becoming a self-help junkie. It's not going to help you at all. So just to recap, we need to have some sort of self-check-in or reflection. We've had some sort of structure to move you forward. Again, having a power list. Again, movement, whatever that looks like for you. Growth and knowledge. And then the final one, when it comes to this routine, when it comes to your mental health and productivity, it's got to be repeatable, realistic, and maintainable. Stop making it so ridiculous, having like a 3-hour morning routine, then a 7-hour routine in the evening that involves you waking up at 2 a.m., going for a run, 7 ice baths, and journeying for 3 hours and meditating like a monk. All this crazy stuff we hear. Stop it. Stop it, stop it, stop it. It has to be realistic for you. This is why I have not told you what to do. Notice I've not told you how to journal. Notice I've not told you what gym, cardio, walking to do. I've not told you any of this stuff. I've just given you ideas. You have to run with it because it has to be repeatable for you. It has to be realistic that you can do it every single day and maintain it. Because that is how you move your life forward. That is how you regain control of your mental health. Having structure, having routine. One of the biggest things that people talk about is the routines. We've heard the story of the wise man and the foolish man. The foolish man built his house on the sand. The storm came, his house fell. The wise man built his house on the rocks. The storm came and his house stood firm. Your routines, your habits, they're the backbone of success. Build your life on strong foundations, those strong habits, those strong routines, and I promise you, it'll help move you towards where you want to be. If you've taken any value from today's episode, please don't forget to like and share it with a friend. Until next time, take it easy.